This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Eric Pearson from Community First Bank. Eric, where did you grow up and what were your interests?
So I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and interests were playing football, boating, hanging out with the family, that sort of thing.
How did you get into banking?
Well, my dad was a banker for 30-some years in Tacoma, and so that probably was the genesis of it, but I never thought that's what I wanted to do. Just so happened when I graduated from college, wasn't still sure what I wanted to do, and I knew I could get a job at a bank because I knew some people there. So I took the job, actually as a teller right out of college, earning a little less than I had made as a part-time teller while I was going to school, and I figured, well, I'll get paid while I look for a real job, and I was with that bank for 13 years.
Where did you go to college and what did you go for?
I went to the University of Washington and graduated in economics.
How does Community First Bank find you or did you find them?
Kind of a little bit of both. I had a good client at my prior bank who was one of the board members at Community First and had a lot of interaction with some of the other directors in the community and various charitable organizations. And so I was aware of the bank, and another local bank sold in 2005 or announced that they were selling in 2005. And I had always had an interest in getting the community banking, having been working for a large Fortune 500 bank. And the idea of working for a small local bank was intriguing to me. And when the other local bank sold, I thought, gosh, there's an opportunity here with the one remaining local bank. And I knew that they probably had some transition things coming up. And so I made a comment to my client, who was also a director, and he took immediate interest. And so it led to some conversations. And fairly quickly thereafter, I was being brought on really as part of a succession plan for the Rich Emery, who was the CEO at the time.
The bank you were at previous, that you were there for 13 years, started as a teller. What position had you gotten yourself to before leaving?
So I was a middle market commercial loan officer. And what that really means in lending is I was dealing with businesses with $10 million to $200 million in revenue. So really kind of larger businesses in a local area. In a big company, there's large corporates. So you're talking about the publicly traded companies. So really larger companies for this area. Was really one of two commercial lenders for KeyBank at that time in the Tri-Cities.
Okay. And you were with KeyBank, so I was going to ask you, was your experience with other community-type banks or more national, regional bank?
Yeah, my prior experience was all really KeyBank, firsthand. My dad had worked for Puget Sound National Bank, which was a local bank in Tacoma, had grown to be quite large when they sold to KeyBank. And so I actually started with KeyBank out of college. My dad had retired with the merger. And I still just had contacts there from his time there. And that's how I ended up there. But he actually, after he retired for several years, kind of got back into banking as a board member on a small community bank in Tacoma. And just talking to him about his experience with the community bank, it sure sounded a lot more interesting and fun than what I was doing at the bigger bank that was so corporate. And so when the Community First Bank kind of opportunity presented itself after Columbia Trust sold, That's when I saw the opportunity and said, gosh, that might be something I want to do, and it worked out.
We'll be right back with Eric Pearson after these messages.